Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Once in a Zeit Moon. I'm Jack, and that short show title is courtesy of today's guest co-host, super producer, Anna Hosnier!
Hi.
Hi, Anna. Wow. So great to have you.
Thank you.
Is that a play on Once in a Blue Moon?
Yeah.
Got it. Cool. All right. Shall we tell the people what's trending?
Yes, Papa. Let's tell them.
In Hollywood's worst kept secret, Anna, Kim and Kanye are finally calling it quits. It's it's a fish, baby. It's a fish called Wanda.
You're actually killing it, dude. I'm digging this. Wow, I would listen to this.
This new character needs
All right, go on.
Yeah, they filed papers, I guess, is what people are talking about.
Good for them. I mean, of course I don't know them personally. I know you're surprised by that. But you know, I feel like this has been a long time coming. We've been hearing rumors about it for a while. Kim doesn't seem happy with Kanye's behavior. She put out she's put out a lot of statements on her Instagram story, which is the new press release, is the Instagram story release. So, you know what? Yeah, I hope they both find what they need in life and are happy. And I hope their kids are happy.
I don't know if I'm ready for them to move on, though. Like, I find out that Kim is dating Chris Humphries again, or Kanye is dating, I don't know who Kanye would be dating, but
it really is like who could Kanye date after this? He really did hit like peak absurdity by marrying Kim Kardashian. Now it's like, I mean, actually, if he started dating Kris Jenner, I'd be like, well,
wow.
How could we have seen it coming?
King David is trending because Fox News came with it. Laser darts. They said that, I mean, the way people are canceling presidents, they're going to cancel biblical figures next. And people were like, yeah, well, okay. King David's son sexually assaulted his sister and King David never punished him. So why don't we start with that?
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems different to me that, you know, in a country that is built on the original sin of slavery, that people would not want to see statues of slave owners, slavers just around their town being lionized. I feel like that is a perfectly understandable request, and people being like, and what's next? Jesus is gonna be for drinking too much. It's
I on think the docket, so
yeah,
we'll get to it when we do.
Yeah, don't rush us, Fox News.
Don't rush us. Oh, we're coming for everybody. Just you wait, Quinn.
But people love King David. He's in that song Hallelujah.
I don't even know which one King David is.
Is he David versus Goliath? Or is that a different David?
What do you want me to say to that? I have no idea. I don't know any of these biblical stories, okay? I did go to 1 year of Catholic school because my parents were struggling to find a private school that would accept my brother. So I went to this one Catholic school for a year, to which I was like, Mom, I don't know if this is it. We're Muslim.
Right.
And so I know nothing.
Mm. I still do not know. When I say King David versus Goliath, the top result is King David and Goliath the same? And I'm not going to read any further, but shout out to that man.
I will say, if there was a Veggie Tales on this, I might know the story, and I'm sure there probably was, but that's all I remember is watching Veggie Tales and being like, oh, this is the Bible.
So I know the story of David versus Goliath. I know the story of King David, who, saw a beauty, bathing on the roof. And fell in love with her and then sent her husband off to war to die, put him on the front lines because, you know, not that good a guy. And then repented and lesson there. If you're if God likes you, you're cool. It's just like God in that version. God is a bit of a mean girl in high school who's just like decides who's cool and who's not.
Okay.
I don't know if they star the same David, if there's continuity there, and I don't want to learn. Snowflake / Ritz-Carlton, two separate trends, same story that they're around. Snowflake is the name of a small poodle who journalists saw still in Ted Cruz's home. Ted Cruz's freezing waterless home when he jetted off to Cancun. They didn't put their baby in a you know, doggy daycare. They just left him. They're like, yeah, he's got fur, he'll be fine.
But like, they didn't even have someone watching over this poor snowflake.
I'm sure they did. I'm sure like one of his, because I think I read a story where a journalist was like, is this Ted Cruz's house? The person was like, yeah. They were like, who are you? I'm a security guard. Are you taking care of the dog? They were like, yeah, sure I am.
Oh, no.
And then Ritz-Carlton is trending because that's where Teddy Boy was going to stay in Cancun. And people were just like pointing out.
Have you been 309 a night?
blah.
You got to check it out, Jack. Release the text between us where we're only talking about the Ritz-Carlton.
But is it a good Ritz? You know, the ones that I'm talking about that are only like 309 a night.
I bet it's probably pretty nice in Cancun, honey.
At the Ritz-Carlton Cancun Anna, food is only the first part of the culinary experience.
What?
is a quote from the hotel's website.
What?
Whether you enjoy fine dining at Frantino, master Mexican cuisine at an interactive class, or savor some of the more than 100 tequilas at D Lounge, each restaurant pairs vibrant flavors with memorable Cancun moments.
Ooh, you can eat the plates.
Yeah, that's so weird that they're like, food is only one part of the food experience.
Everything is edible from the table to the floor. Right.
That's Willy Wonka shit. Anyways, Ted Cruz has acknowledged that he made a mistake. So probably everybody's going to forgive him.
I don't know. You know what? Let's just say he's going to do something next week that's going to be dumber, unfortunately.
Right.
It's just one thing after another where you're like, what? Nothing makes me feel more secure in life than like just having this shithead white guy just do whatever he wants and also be in power.
Yeah. Failing up, baby.
He's great. Love him.
Yeah, he is great. Hey, speaking of he's great, love him. Johnny Damon, a rare Woo! Crossover of our worlds. When I was a Red Sox fan, Johnny Damon played center field and was a very good baseball player. And you are a fan of him from his second career as a below deck staple.
Yes. So Johnny Damon, I literally only know about him because of Below Deck because I don't watch baseball, but he has been on Below Deck twice, I believe. I think both times in the med seasons. And this guy, him and his wife fucking party. Like they drink. Like he's at the table, like at dinner after drinking all day on this show, at the table, being like literally like half passed out. And then they serve his steak. And he still has like the wherewithal to be like, and this is like, whatever, however he takes it, like medium rare. And you're like, well, you are almost passed out. What? Why do you care what kind of steak is even put in front of you? Like his eyes are closed and he's like head. You know, when the people like their heads like starting to lean over, like that's what he looks like. And his wife, she goes twice as hard. She in one episode that they were on, she tried to fight the guy on the boat next to them.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
like tried to board his boat.
No,
like a pirate?
He boarded their boat to talk to them, but then things got heated because he was like from Norway and he kept being like, what is with America? What's up with America? Like, we do our part, why can't America do their part? And these are obviously during the Trump years. And so she's like, get off the boat. Or no, this is like drunk fight, so they're convoluted, make no sense. This guy from Norway tried to get Johnny Damon to come look at his boat, and his wife was like, no, he's going to bed. The night's over. He can't come over there. And the guy's like, come on. And she's like, I'm not just some lady, okay?
Yeah.
But I'll lose it. I'll go hard. And then they had to separate them because Johnny Damon also wasn't going to fight this guy, but his wife, like, she took her shoes off and was like, let's go. So that's the energy Michelle Damon is bringing. She also, in the second episode she's on, she got in a fight with her friend because her friend was like, are you wearing Spanx? And she was like, how dare you? And you're like, what is the issue? She thought you were wearing Spanx and that's an insult because you don't need Spanx? Okay. Mm. It went there. But anyway, yeah, Johnny Damon... After all that, you're not going to be surprised to hear that he was, in fact, arrested for driving under the influence. But his wife is in more trouble because he actually blew four times the state limit of Florida. It's like
I read twice. Four
well,
times?
Florida.
4X.
So he blew between 0.94 and 0.300, which is, they say, according to this New York Post article, four times the state limit of 0.08.
Wow, Johnny.
But like, I think he can handle it. No. Based off what I saw on this boat, if he's like, hey, I'm blacked out and passed out on my food, but is this steak medium rare? I can't eat anything less. So
yeah, let him drive me home.
Yeah, I think they're just heavy drinkers. But when they got pulled over, his wife got out of the car because what else is Michelle going to do? And they said she was uncooperative, combative, and pushed a police officer. And when they tried to handcuff her, that's when Johnny Damon intervened, which led to a scuffle. And then they both got cuffed. And Johnny Damon apparently yelled, "I'm a good fucking guy." And then he said he would perform a sobriety test because he's a big boy. Then he was cuffed again because they were like, "Well, you failed. You are really drunk." So
I'm a big boy. I can handle it.
Yes.
Sir, Michelle you are Damon. On the ground face down right now.
He's just like facing the wrong direction. Like, no, we're over here, Johnny. But yeah, so Michelle got booked for battery on a law enforcement officer and resisting arrest. And Damon was charged with a DWI and resisting an officer without violence, which is, I guess, a first degree misdemeanor. Yeah, I mean, when I was sent this story this morning, I was like, this is his first DUI? These two, like the way I see them party on a boat, they are the type of people that feel like, oh, no, this is just how they live. Like they live large. They live their lives. That guy, he played what? A long
Many
time.
Seasons, yeah.
I don't know anything about baseball. He seems like he's been around. But yeah, I mean, classic Johnny Damon, below deck legend. Surprisingly, maybe first DUI arrest.
Yeah.
Definitely not the first time he's driven drunk. Okay, let's. there's nothing in me that thinks he hasn't. So wishing them well.
Yeah. Godspeed to Johnny and what'd you say? Michelle Damon?
Yeah.
All right. Icy Park is trending. It is
Icy Park Day.
Appropriately enough, because the whole country is still a one big icy park, but this is the new Beyonce drop from her Ivy Park clothing and sneaker collection. And there's kind of a new colorway. I like the blue. There's like a kind of frosty, but I don't know. The blue reminds me of like 1980s astronaut uniforms.
Oh, yeah. There's been a lot of cool looks in here.
Yeah.
A lot of things where I'm like, well, where would I wear this?
Right.
Where would I of all people wear any of this? But look, maybe I'll just buy it all.
Are people still buying clothes? Because like that is a question that I often have. I'm like, where would I possibly
buy clothes?
Wear any of this?
The store.
Well, no, not where would I buy clothes? Where would I wear anything? Because I can't even like remember the last time I left my house in anything but the same clothes that I wear every day, which is sweatpants, t-shirt, jacket.
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't. You really stumped me there. I really couldn't tell you.
Wonder if clothing sales are down. Is my overall thought.
I don't think so, because I think a lot of people are just like bored online shopping.
Right.
Like myself.
Hey,
I've got 15 wicker baskets. What do I do with them?
Yeah. All right. Well, those are the five things that are trending this Friday afternoon. That is going to do it for this whole damn week. Season 172 in the books. We are back on Monday with a whole ass episode and season 173. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Stay inside. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. We'll talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.